Alright, so today's daf is Chaf Vav. We are going to pick up on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Remember again, the Mishnah, the Gemara, last line. Ma'aseh v'gazru ta'anis b'lud. So there was once an episode where they decreed a fast day in the city of Lud. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, so the Mishnah, remember there was only actually one Mishnah in this entire parak. So the Mishnah says, Ma'aseh shegazru ta'anis b'lud. One time they decreed a fast day because of the rain in Lod. V'yardu lahem gisham kodim chatzos. And it began to rain before chatzos, before midday. And what happened? Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, Su'u v'ichlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. Go out, eat and drink and make for yourselves a yom tov. V'yatsu v'achlu v'shasu asu yom tov. Obein arbaim karu halal hagadol. And in the afternoon, they came back to recite Halal HaGadol. We'll say Halal HaGadol, remember, is a little bit different than what we call Halal. Halal HaGadol is what we recite at the Seder as part of Halal. So again, it's a longer Halal than what we have. So it says the Gemara, V'neima Halal Me'ikara. I don't understand. So we'll say in this model, Rabbi Tarfon tells them to go home, eat, drink, celebrate, and then come back to say Halal HaGadol. Why not go ahead and say Halal HaGadol from the beginning? Says the Gemara, Abayi and Rava Darmitabayi. Abayi and Rava both said, Lefi She'in Omrim Tap of, Lefi She'in Omrim Halal, when we say Halal Tap of Chavav, Ela Al Nefesh Sveya V'Keres Malaya. Very interesting. We only say Halal HaGadol when a person literally has a sated soul and a full stomach. In other words, Rabbi said that in order to say Halal HaGadol with true Kavana and Shevach, you have to what? You have to be full. I'm sorry?
Kiddush.
Right? You have to be full. You have to have. So again, so therefore the notion of going ahead and reciting Halal HaGadol right as they ended the fasting was not a possibility. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that true? Vahara Papa Ikla Lebe Knishta Da Abigover. But Rav Papa went to the shul of Abi Gover. Rashi points out Abi Gover is Shem Adam Umakom. So we don't know, is it mean the shul of a particular person, Abi Gover, or it can mean Abi Gover is a place. The Gazar Tan is he decreed a fast day. The Yardu Lahem Gishamim, and the rain began to fall. Ad Chatzos. Before Chatzos, Va'amar Hillel, Va'amar Halal. So we'll say what happened. They said Halal. So what's happening in this story? In this story, it's clear that they said Halal immediately after bringing the fast day to an end, prior to eating. So the Gemara says Va'acharkach Achlu V'Shasu, and only afterwards did they eat and drink. To which the Gemara says, so we'll say, so what's happening over here? We just said before that you can't go ahead and say Halal on an empty stomach, and yet here it's clear they did say Halal on an empty stomach. To which the Gemara answers, Shani b'nei Mechuza, the people of the city of Mechuza are different. Why? Tishchichi b'hu shichrus, because again they often get drunk. So because people often get drunk, therefore what? If you send them home to have them eat and drink first, chances are that what? They will not come back. Therefore, our Papa makes the calculated decision to go ahead and begin to recite Halal right as the fast itself is concluded. Hadron Allah, Seder Ta'anios Elu. New parak Bosai. B'shlosha Prakim, Kohanim Nosin Eskapeim Arba Pamim Bayom. But it's a very interesting halacha. There are three times throughout the year that Kohanim duchen four times in a day. Now, how would you duchen four times in a day? B'shachris, b'musav, b'mincha, u'b'ni'ilas sha'arim. So again, I want to be clear. So there are three times throughout the year where Kohanim will duchen four times during the day. Once in Shachris, second time in Musaf, third time in Mincha, fourth time in what the Mishnah calls Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Now, Ni'ilas Sha'arim means the closing of the gates. If you look at Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says Ni'ilas Sha'arim, Befarish Bebrachos Yerushalmi, Beparak Tilas HaShachar. So he quotes over here, the Gemara Mesechus Brachos Yerushalmi, E Masai Ni'ila, when is Ni'ila recited? Yesh Omrim Ni'ilas Sha'arei Mikdash. Some say that the Tefillah of Ni'ila corresponds to the closing of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. The Yesh Omrim Ni'ilas Sha'arei Shamayim. And others say it refers to the closing of the gates of heaven. Shenoalim Osam La'erev Bigmar Tefillah. They are closed in the evening at the conclusion of prayer. V'no'agin ha'yu lehispan al tefilas ni'ilah b'chol ta'anisam. And Rashi says something very interesting over here, that they had a minog to daven ni'ilah on every single tanis. We're familiar with ni'ilah from Yom Kippur, but ni'ilah, the Mishnah is suggesting, is a generic term for an additional prayer that was recited on fast days. Fast days, okay. So it's like, you know, in the new parak, daf chav vav amud aleph, in the Mishnah, four lines in. So we'll say, so again, one of these days, Eluhain, now five lines in. What are the 3 days in which we duchen in all four tefillos? Eluhain. I'm sorry, I just lost the place. Okay, I'm sorry. Betanios, b'ma'amados, obiyom ha-kippurim. So one of the 3 days, Rabbi Osai, the 3 dates on fast days, Ma'amados, we'll discuss on Ma'amados Har in just a moment, and Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur. So Elohim Ma'amados, so we'll say, now the Mishnah says, and these are the Ma'amados. Now, the Mishnah doesn't exactly explain what Ma'amados are, so let's just say this outside. We'll see a little bit later on in the Gemara. But remember, we saw this earlier. The Ma'amados refer to the following idea. There are, every single day, there's a carbon tamid, 2 carbon tamids that are offered. A tamid shal shachar, tamid shal ben arbayim, morning tamid, afternoon tamid. The halacha is that whenever you offer a karban, so the owner should be present for the offering of that karban. So what do you do with communal offerings? How do you go out and you offer it? So you have essentially Yisrael representation that are always present at the Beis HaMikdash and other places as well, which we'll discuss. So we'll see that there were those certain members of the Ma'amados who would fast during the days of their ma'amod. And the ma'amodos were split up into the same shifts, just like the kohanim were split up into 24 shifts. So therefore, the way the Mishnah is saying over here is like this, that on public communal fast days, ma'amodos, which were also fast days for the members of that ma'amad, and Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur, of course. So these 3 days, one would recite, one the kohanim would duchen all 4 tefillos. Elohim ma'amodos, so literally, what are these ma'amados? The fish and emar, because the pasuk says, "Tzaves b'nei Yisrael as karbani lachmi." So remember, again, the Torah tells us to bring the carbon tamid every single day. V'chiheich karbano sha'adam kari v'hu einu omeid agabov. But how could you offer up a carbon if the owner is not present? Hiskinu nevim harishonim esrim v'arba mishmoros. So the rabbis, remember, instituted, the Nevi'im instituted, 24 shifts. Now remember, again, this is referring also to the 24 Kohanic shifts. So there were 24 Kohanic shifts, and corresponding to the 24 shifts of Kohanim, there were 24 Ma'amados, which were groups of Yisraelim. I'll call Mishmar u'Mishmar, for every Mishmar of Kohanim, Haya Ma'amad b'Yerushalayim shal Kohanim shal Levi'im fel shal Yisraelim. So for every single shift of Kohanim, there was also a corresponding shift of Levi'im and a corresponding shift of Yisraelim. So essentially what you had is to call it 24 Klal Yisrael cohorts. You had 24 groupings of Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim that were there to represent the Klal. Higia Zman HaMishmar La'alos. So we'll say when it was time for a particular Mishmar of Kohanim to go ahead and go up to the Beis HaMikdash, because remember again, a Mishmar served for how long? For 1 week. When it was time for the Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, so Kohanim, Levi'im, Olim, the Yerushalayim. So Kohanim Levi'im go up to Yerushalayim. The Yisrael Shabbat Osa Mishmar miskansen la'areihem. Now, both say there were Yisrael. The way the Mishnah makes it sound is that you have this Klal Yisrael cohort made up of the Mishmar, the particular Mishmar of the Kohanim, certain grouping of Levi'im, and a Ma'amad of Yisraelim. So the way this makes it sound is Kohanim and Levi'im went up to Yerushalayim, and Yisraelim did not. Now, both say now, that's not totally true. What we will see ultimately is that there are usually members of the Ma'amad who lived in Yerushalayim. So those who lived in Yerushalayim generally would be present in the Beis HaMikdash itself. We didn't necessarily require the rest of the members of the Ma'amad to go to Yerushalayim, because again, there was Ma'amad representation in Yerushalayim. So what did the other members of the Ma'amad do? The Yisrael Shabbat Osa Mishmar Miskansen La'areihem, they would gather in their particular cities, wherever they were, V'korin B'Ma'aseh Bereishis, and they would read Ma'aseh Bereishis, they would read from the story of creation. V'Anshei HaMa'amad, I will see why, by the way, they dafka read from Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'Anshei HaMa'amad, Hayu Mis'anin Arba'a Yomim B'Shavua. and the members of the Ma'amad, remember again the Yisraelim, they would fast 4 days of the week. Miyom Beis ad Yom Chamishis. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. For the Hayumis Anin Erev Shabbos Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos. But they would not fast on Erev Shabbos out of covet. Out of covet for Shabbos. So we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says over here, just before going back a little bit, Vashar Hayumis Kansin La'arehim. Remember again, the Mishnah said that the members of the Ma'amad, so apparently the ones who were in Yerushalayim, went to the Beis HaMikdash. The rest of them just simply gathered in their cities and they davened. Rashi says over here, Mispalalin al Korban Acheihem. They would daven for the offerings of the sacrifices of their brethren. Sheyiskabel Baratzam, that they should be accepted by God in goodwill. Umisanin umotzien sefer Torah biyom tanisim. And they would fast and they would read the Torah each and every day. And then the Mishnah said, what would they read? They would read from Maaseh Bereishis, from the story of creation. Again, we'll see why. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Excuse me. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but they would not fast Friday out of Kavod Shabbos. Out of Kavod Shabbos, in order to go into Shabbos appropriately. V'lo be'echel b'Shabbos. Similarly, they would not fast on Sunday. Why? Kadesh lo yetzu mimenucha va'oneg liyegia v'tanis v'yamuso. In order that they not go ahead literally and depart from rest and pleasure to exertion and fasting and die. In other words, apparently the concern was that if you go from the oneg of Shabbos straight into fasting, so that's a big change for the system, and it could adversely affect the individual. So therefore, no fasting on Friday, l'kavod Shabbos, no fasting on Sunday, in order not to make the transition between Shabbos and Sunday too dramatic. So now the Mishnah is going to tell us the Torah portion they read on each of the days of the Ma'amados. B'yom HaRishon on the first day, Bereishis V'hirakia. So on the first day they read from Bereishis until the account V'hirakia, the creation of the sky. B'sheni on the second day, Yehirakia Yikavu Amayim. They read from Yehirakia until the portion that discusses again the gathering of the waters and the creation of land. B'shlishi on the third day, Yikavu Hamayim. They read about the account of the gathering of the waters, the creation of the land, until Vayihi Ma'oros, until the section that deals with the creation of the luminaries. B'revi'i on the fourth day, Yehi Ma'oros V'yishritzu Hamayim. On the fourth day, they read about again that creation of the luminaries and creation of the living things in the sea. B'chamishi on the fifth day, Yishritzu Hamayim V'tolsi Ares. On the fifth day, they would read from the creation of, again, fish to ultimately the creation of animals. Vashishi, on the sixth day, Vatotzia Aretz, the creation of animals, until Vayichulushna, until the end of the account of creation. Parsha Gidola, Korin Oso Bishnaim. So if it was a large parsha, also meaning made up of more, we'll see actually more than five psukim, they would split that into two different alios. Vakitana, and a small section biyachid, they would only go ahead and have one individual go ahead and read it. B'shachris, b'musaf u'b'mincha, nichnasin v'korin al pihen k'korin eshma. And on shachris, musaf and mincha, they would assemble again in the shuls, and they would recite these readings by heart as one goes ahead and recites Shema. Well, so if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, it's actually in the wide lines of Rashi, he says, v'korin osal pihen, kol echad b'fnei atzmo, Uboy bigimara mai karme karakatani parsha kitano, the mashav is sefer Torah, the Koran, hahadr tana apiam. So we'll say, I'm just pointing out, Rashi says over here that there seems to be an inherent contradiction. Because what Rashi just said before was what? How do we read parshas Bereishis, these different sections? We read them from a sefer Torah, and we're calling people up for alios. Then what did the Mishnah just say? That when they walk into shul, what are they doing? They're reciting it by heart. So just take note that there is an inherent contradiction in the way the Mishnah reads. Okay, but we'll resolve that in the Gemara. Erev Shabbos, b'mincha, lo hayu nichnasim le'kavod ha-Shabbos. So I'll say already on Erev Mincha, excuse me, on Erev Shabbos by Mincha, they would not assemble in the shuls because of Kavod Shabbos. Because of Kavod Shabbos, okay. Meaning, we'll say, because essentially we would not be matriach, we would not require the people of the Ma'amodos to come to the shuls on Erev Shabbos for Mincha, because we want them to be able to get ready for Shabbos. Kol yom shiyesh bo halal, any day on which halal is recited, ein ma'amad b'shachris. There is no ma'amad in shachris. I will say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, kol yom shiyesh bo halal, ein bo ma'amad shachris. Osan shahayu b'Yerushalayim lo hayu mispalalin al karban acheihem sheyesh bo halal lefi she'ein lahen pinay la'asos ma'amadam shekorin es ha'halal or mipnei ha'halal hayu dochen es ha'ma'amad. So we'll say, we will see that when you were part of a ma'amad, when you were Yisrael part of a ma'amad, so there were certain tefillos that were said in order to go ahead and affect divine acceptance of the karban. What the Mishnah points out over here is, if there was some kind of special occasion, which meant that there are more things going on, so the tefillos of the ma'amad were skipped. So for example, if it's a day on which halal is recited, we would not go through the ma'amad service. And again, we'll discuss what the ma'amad service is in the Gemara, but we would not do the ma'amad service in Shachris. Similarly, Karban Musaf, Ein Bini'ila. On a day when Karban Musaf was brought, so again, there would be no Ma'amad service in Ni'ilah. Look at Rashi. Karban Musaf, Yom Shiyishbo Karban Musaf B'Yerushalayim. Any day in which a Karban Musaf was brought, Ein Ma'amad B'Ni'ilah B'Yerushalayim. The Ma'amad service was not recited by Ni'ilah in Yerushalayim. V'chol Shekein B'Mincha Hasmucha L'Musaf. And all the more so in Musaf as well. L'fi Shayu Trudin B'Musaf. Because again, they were preoccupied with the Musaf. Sheyesh Bo L'Hakriv Behemos. Yoser Mitamid. Excuse me. Sheyesh Bo L'Hakriv Behemos. Yoser Mitamid. Shu'echot. Because again, there are additional karbanos to be brought in addition to the karban tamid. Ein l'cha musaf b'lo shtei behemos, b'lo hayu lehem p'nai klal. Shekohanim shal ma'amad terudin b'musaf, v'yisrael shabayin hayu terudin lachtov eitzim, v'lishov mayim, v'docha afilu ma'amadina. So we will see, by the way, that Yisraelim, who were part of the ma'amad in Yerushalayim, were actually put to work. In the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Mishnah says over here that whenever there was a Karban Musaf, there was not a Ma'amad service by Ni'ilah. And according to Rashi, that even means there was not a Ma'amad service by Mincha as well. Karban Eitzim, if it was a day of Karban Eitzim, we will see what this means. Rashi says over here, Karban Eitzim Mefarish Kigon Echad Mitazmanim. Remember, we will see that there were nine families that pledged wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and on the day of their pledge, it was for them a Yom Tov. It was for them a Yom Tov, and there were additional sacrifices brought in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So therefore, again, on the day where there's Karban Eitzim, Ein B'Mincha, there is no Ma'amod during Mincha. So Rashi says over here, B'Gemara Mefarish Kigon Echa Mites Manim, it was one of the nine dates in which wood was brought. V'Osiyom Shahayu B'Karban Eitzim, Afilu Lo Hayu B'Musaf Hayenitche Ma'amod Shal Mincha. And on the day in which there was a wood offering, meaning one of the days where one of these families pledged wood, even though again there was no Musaf offering, there was still no Ma'amod. Ma'amad by Mincha, mipnei karban eitzim and neisha karban eitzim koldin la mincha, v'docha ma'amad ha'samuch lo v'shal ni'ilah. I'm sorry, samuch lo shal ni'ilah. So we'll say again, halacha l'maisa, on a day when there was karban eitzim, so there was no ma'amad service by Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo ben Azai said, kach haya Rabbi Yeshua shona. This is the way Rabbi Yeshua used to teach this. Karban musaf ein b'mincha. Karban Musaf ain't b'mincha. Karban Eitzim ain't b'ni'ilah. If there's a Karban Musaf, then there's no Ma'amad by Mincha. If there's a Karban Eitzim, there is no Ma'amad by Ni'ilah. Therefore, the Gemara says, Chaz Rabbi Akiva, Lio Shona Kemen Azai. Therefore, it turns out that in fact, Rabbi Akiva does agree with Ben Azai himself. Zman Atzei HaKohanim Va'am. So we'll say the time. Zman Atzei HaKohanim Va'am. Tisha, I will say, so now the Mishnah states, we just mentioned before about the Karban Eitzim, so the Mishnah says that there were nine different dates in which wood was pledged to the Beis HaMikdash, and on the particular date that a particular family had undertaken to pledge wood, that date was a Yom Tov for that particular family. So the Gemara says, now the Mishnah goes through those nine dates. Be'echad b'Nisan, on the first of Nisan, B'nei Arach ben Yehuda. It was the family of Arach ben Yehuda who pledged the wood. Be'esrim b'Tammuz, on the 20th of Tammuz. B'nei David ben Yehuda. It was the sons of David ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha b'Av, on the 5th of Av. B'nei Parosh ben Yehuda. Sons of Parosh, son of Yehuda. B'shivabo, on the 7th of Av. B'nei Yonadav ben Rachav. It was the sons of Yonadav, the son of Rachav. Ba'asarabo, on the 10th of Av. And also, you see a lot of things happening in Av, by the way. That's also because, remember, Av already is the summertime. The wood is sufficiently dried out. And you also have the upcoming Yom Tovim. Ba'asarabo, on the 10th of Av. B'nei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamisha Sarba, on the 15th of Av. Zesu b'nei Zesu ben Yehuda. Sons of Zesu ben Yehuda. V'imahem, and on that date, the 15th of Av, to Be'av, Kohanim u'Leviim, v'chamisha ta'a b'shvatav. But say, interestingly enough, who else would bring on the 15th of Av? Literally, Kohanim, Leviim, and anyone else who doesn't know his shivan. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what that means, how they're participating in the wood offering of that day. Ubnei gon ve'eli, ubnei kotzei ketzios, and the sons of the ones who steal a pestle, and the sons of those who cut down figs. Obviously, we'll have to see what those things mean as well. Be'eshen ba'on, the 20th of Av, b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, the sons of Pachas, Moav, the son of Yehuda. Be'eshen ba'al, 20th of Elul, b'nei Adin, bless you, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, sons of Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad b'teves Sheba, on the first of Teves, b'nei Parush Shnia. So b'nei Parush apparently again brought wood twice. Be'achas b'teves. Be'ech b'teves, excuse me, on the first of Teves, lo haya b'ma'amah. So we'll say those are the 9 dates. Those are the 9 dates for the water offerings. Now the Gemara goes back to Ma'amah. Those are just a moment. The Mishnah, excuse me, on the first of Teves, lo haya b'ma'amah. There was no ma'amah service. Why? Sheyesh bo halal the karba musaf the karban eitzer. Also, remember also the first of Teves is also always what? It's always Chanukah. So remember again, on the first of Teves, you have a day that has Halal because it's Chanukah, and also Rosh Chodesh. But forget about Rosh Chodesh for just a moment. Chanukah is really a little bit more dominant. You have Karban Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, it also happens to be one of the dates in which there was a wood offering that was pledged. So because of that, again, there was no Ma'amad at all. Remember, as we've seen already, whenever there's additional stuff happening within the Beis HaMikdash, so the Ma'amad service gets pushed to the side. I will say, amazing how this confluence of events. Chamisha dvarim irvu es avosinu b'shivasar b'tamos. I will say, there are 5 things that happened to our ancestors on the 17th of Tammuz. V'chamisha b'tisha b'av, and 5 that occurred on the 9th of Av. B'shivasar b'tamos, what happened on Shivasar b'tamos? Chav v'av amad beis. B'shivasar b'tamos, nishtabru haluchos. So remember, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. He threw down the tablets when he came down from Har Sinai. U'batal ha-tamid. Now the daily offering ceased. Now, I will say there's a lot of historical machlokis as to when exactly this is occurring. So we'll get into this a little bit later on. The Yerushalmi has a little bit more of an expanded narrative in this, but we'll call it the tamid offering stopped. V'hufka ha'ir, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. V'saraf apostamos es haTorah, and apostamos burned the Torah. I will say, one thing we know for sure, which is that's not the first Beis HaMikdash, that's the second Beis HaMikdash, because Apostolos is a Greek-Roman name. So this man Apostolos went ahead and burned the Torah, and again we'll see, amazingly enough, that according to some, what he actually burnt was the Sefer Torah of Ezra, which we'll discuss. V'hem itzel and v'heichal, this man Apostolos also erected an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the 5 things that happened on Shevasar B'Tamos. B'tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av, Nigzar L'Avosinu Shal Yikansu L'Aretz. So number one is Chetim Raglim. It was decreed upon our ancestors that they not enter into the land of Israel. The Charav HaBayis B'Rishon B'Shnia. The first and second Batei Mikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. V'nil Kida Beitar. The city of Beitar fell. I was saying, and remember, the city of Beitar was the last stronghold of the Bar Kokhba rebellion. When Beitar fell, that was pretty much the end of Jewish autonomy within Eretz Yisrael. The Romans came in with a heavy hand. That was also the beginning of Hadrianic persecution. V'nechra Shahair, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. I mean, I will say, it wasn't just that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was that, again, the city itself was literally plowed over. Mishenichnas Av Mematin Mesimcha. When the month of Av begins, we decrease our external displays of joy. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socho. Similarly, again, the week of Tisha B'Av, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out. So the halacha is Asra Milisaper Umilachabes. You can't get a haircut and you can't launder your clothing. Ubechamishi Mutar Mevnei Kavod Shabbos. But Rabbi said, let's say, for example, Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. So if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, you'd be able to launder on Thursday out of Kavod Shabbos. Erev Tishbav, on Erev Tishbav, lo yochal adam shni tavshilin. A person should not eat two cooked foods. The Rabbi will say, already at the Su'udah on Erev Tishbav, you should already begin to decrease your unnecessary consumptions. And therefore, a person could have one cooked food, but a person shouldn't have two types of cooked food. So lo yochal basar, a person should not eat meat. Velo yishtiyayin. Rabbi will say, again, it's interesting just to see how the halacha develops. Remember, according to the Mishnah, the only time you're not eating meat and drinking wine is when? Is on Erev Tisha B'Av itself. We'll see the evolution of halacha later on. So you can't eat meat, can't drink wine. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Yishane. The truth is, you don't have to do all of this. You should just simply go ahead and change your normal consumption habits. So it appears that we're not exactly sure what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is exactly arguing on. Is he saying that it doesn't matter, you could have two cooked foods, but just deviates from your normal manners of consumption? Is he saying you could eat meat and drink wine, but maybe don't eat as much, or eat different? We don't know. All he's saying over here right now is that your su'ud on Erev Tisha B'Av should be different than your su'udos of the rest of the year. How, what, when, where? We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfi Asamito. Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that on Tisha B'Av, you have to turn your bed over. I will say, the notion of turning your bed over, we will see in Moed Katan when discussing about Avelos, but the notion of turning your bed over means you're not sleeping on the bed. That's the idea. So what the Mishnah is saying over here, what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying over here, is on Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't sleep on a bed, you should sleep on the floor. For the Hodlo Chachamim, the rabbis did not agree with this. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lo hayu tovim li Yisrael, Kechamisha asar ba'avra. So listen to this. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, there were no better days for Klal Yisrael, no greater yamim tov for Klal Yisrael than the 15th of Av, Tu Ba'av. Uk Yom HaKippurim, the two best days out of the entire year were Tu Ba'av and Yom Kippur. Why? Shebahen benos Yushalayim Yotzos b'klei lavan shel Rabbi, says such a beautiful Gemara. Because on those days, so Jewish girls would borrow clothing from each other. And I will say, they would borrow simple white garments from one another. Why? Because the idea was, you'll see, this is really for shiduchim purposes. So what happened was, is that the girls would go out for shiduchim, but in order that no one should be able to tell the difference between who is poor, who is rich, what happened? Everyone borrowed clothing from the other. Everyone borrowed clothing from the other. And what happened? In order not to embarrass someone who did not have. Call a kelim tunin tzilin. I will say again, when a woman borrowed clothing from her friend, so every garment would be taken to the mikvah. Because it's possible, again, that remember, garments could contract ritual impurity as well. So in order to make sure that everybody was on the same state of ritual purity as well, they would immerse the garments in the mikvah. Ubenos yushalim yotzos, becholos bekramim. The girls of Yerushalayim would go out. V'cholos. We'll see what that word means in the Gemara. Rashi says, "Kidgon lochal b'mecholos." So again, it could either mean dance on the pathways or play music. So they would go out into the vineyards. Umahayu omros. So I will say, all of this was for shidduch purposes. This was the big social scene. This was the mixer, right? The Yerushalayim mixer, in order to go ahead and marry people off. So what happened? In the Torah, so the place to, if you wanted to meet someone, was to go. Where did you go? You went to the well, right? That was the well, right? The well was the place where you met a potential spouse. So apparently now the Mishnah says it changed. Here it was the vineyards. So what happened? So the Mahu almost, what would the girls say? Bachar, young man, sana einecha, lift your eyes, ure'e ma'ata borelecha, and see what you are choosing for yourself. Al titein einecha benoi. Do not only look at beauty, tein einecha b'mishpacha. Look at family. I'll say it is a good piece of shidduch advice, right? Don't only, now it's interesting. He's saying, obviously, he can't say don't look at beauty at all. Obviously, beauty is important. Physical attraction is important. But rather, don't only look at beauty, but make sure also to go ahead and look at the family. Sheker achein vehevel ayofi, because at the end of the day, chein is sheker, right? Literally, chein, charm, is sheker. Hevel ayofi, beauty is nothingness. Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tis Halal. But a woman who possesses Yiras Hashem, she is to be praised. Va'omer, and the Pasuk says, Tinula mi priya deha, give her of the fruits of her hand, vi halalua basharim ma'asel, and let her be praised for her deeds in the gates. Again, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Vechinu omer, and similarly it says, Tsena ura'ena binos sion b'melech shlomo, go out and see daughters of Tzion. Look at King Shlomo, Melech Shlomo, ba'atara she'itchelo imo b'yom chasuno so. And look at the crown that his mother made for him on the day of his wedding. U'biyom simchas libo, on the day of the joy of his heart. What does this mean? B'yom chasuno so. What does it mean the day of his wedding? Ze matan Torah. This refers to the day of matan Torah. U'biyom simchas libo, the day of the joy of his heart. What does that refer to? Ze binyan beis hamikdash she'yibone b'mheira b'yameinu. This refers to the building of the beis hamikdash that should Amir Hashem be built, rebuilt speedily in our days. Amen. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what that whole last part is talking about. Says the Gemara, B'shlosha prakim bashana, climb those senes kamei. Remember again how the Mishnah started, that on 3 days throughout the year, on 3 days during the year, we go ahead and we recite Birkas Kohanim, or I should say the Kohanim Duchin, 4 times. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ila. And what were the 4 dates? Remember again? So Ma'amados, Ta'anios, and Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, Ta'anios u Ma'amados mi'ika Mosaf. So first of all, it doesn't make sense. Because again, on a regular communal fast day, or for that matter, Ma'amados, we don't daven Mosaf. There's no Mosaf prayer on those days. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Chisrim Echshavachi Katani. In fact, there's a piece missing from the Mishnah, and here's how it has to read. Bishlosha Prakim, Kohanim Nosin Eskapehem. At 3 different intervals, the Kohanim Duchen calls Manshem Espalalim, every single time that there's a prayer. The Yesh Mehen Arba'a Pamim Bayom, Shachris Musaf Mincha Uni Ilash Sharim. And I will say, in one of those days, we actually daven what? 4 times in 1 day. So again, what the Gemara is saying is you have to read the Mishnah differently. The Mishnah says, on 3 dates, we Duchen every single time we daven. And on one of those dates, it happens to be that what? We daven 4 times. Ve'iluhin, what are the 3 dates? Ve'iluhin shlosha prakim, ta'anios, ma'amados, v'yom kippurim. And the 3 different dates are fast days, in which again, I will say we daven how many times? Shachris, mincha, ni'ila, ma'amados, 3 times, shachris, mincha, ni'ila. And again, because remember again, in the Talmudic model, they're davening ni'ila every single fast day. And Yom Kippur, where what? You're davening a 4th time because we also have what? Tfilas Musaf. Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua. Zudiv Rabbi Meir. So Rav Nachman, Salim, Rav Baravua. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamarum, the Chachamim say, shachris u Musaf, yeshpa nesias kapayim. The Chachamim say that during Shachris and Musaf, there is Duchening. However, Mincha u'ni'ila ain bahem nesias kapayim. But by Mincha and Ni'ila, there is no Duchening. So the Gemara says, Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? Rabbi Hudi, the Rabbi Huda, Tisanya, Shachris u'musaf u'mincha u'ni'ila. On Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ila. Kulon, Yesh bahem nesias kam de Rameir. So most Rameir is of the opinion that you're going to Duchen in every single tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachris u'musaf yeshba nesias kapayim. No, you'll duchen Shachris and Musaf, but mincha u'ni'ila ain bahen nesias kapayim. But mincha ni'ila, there is no duchening. We'll see why. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ni'ila yeshba nesias kapayim. You could go ahead and you could duchen during ni'ila. Mincha ain ba nesias kapayim, but there is no duchening by mincha time. No duchening by mincha time. But my kamefigis, so we'll say, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Meir Savar, now we'll say, remember, Rabbi Meir Savar, kol yoma, we'll say, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that when do you duchen? Every single tefillah. So let's say again on Yom Kippur, or we'll call it Yom Kippur, so you're doing again, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ni'ila, every single tefillah. So, I'm sorry, Meir Savar, kol yoma, time amai, lo parshi kohani yadaya b'minchasa. So according to Rimeir, who says that you go ahead and do it every single tefillah, under normal circumstances, we don't have kohanim duchen during mincha. Why? Muslim on a stam day, right? So today, on a regular day today. So let's say again, kohanim would duchen in shachris, but they were not duchen in mincha. Why not? Mishum shichrus. Because we'll say, what's the concern? The concern is by mincha time already, people are eating, people are drinking, and what's going to happen? The kohanim may be drunk, and because now again, I will say we'll discuss. We'll get into this more in tomorrow's daf. But remember, in order for a kohen, you don't need to be drunk in order not to be allowed to duchen, but rather, again, even consumption of a relatively small amount of wine precludes you from duchening. The idea is that mincha is in the afternoon time. People may be eating already. And because of that, again, a person may have ingested wine, imbibed, and therefore the ma'aseh, they can't go ahead and duchen. However, Rabbi Meir says, ha'idna, Rabbi Meir says, on these days, like ma'amados, ta'anios, Yom HaKippurim, what's the common denominator among all of them? They're fast days, and therefore what? And therefore, again, you're not drinking. Therefore, v'ha'idna, on these days, like a shichrus. Therefore, again, there's no concern about drunkenness. Therefore, Rabbi Meir holds that on any of these fast days, you will duchen even during mincha, something you do not do on a regular day, you'll do on these days. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, shachris u'musaf, t'chol yom alo shiach shichrus, v'gozib rabbana. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says what? Rabbi Yehuda says that even on a fast day, you don't duchen during mincha. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Normally, Shachris and Musaf, Techol Yom Alo Shiach Shichrus. So we'll say Shachris and Musaf, which on a regular day, you never have to be concerned that people are going to be drunk by Shachris and Musaf, because that's not normally when people are drinking. However, Lo Gozbu Rabbanan, therefore the rabbis were not gozer at these times, and therefore you could always duchen during these times. However, Mincha Uni'ila, Techol Yom Alo Shiach Shichrus, but rabbis say, on a normal day, Mincha and Ni'ila time, where people do drink wine at these particular times. Again, remember, we're talking about times of day. So on a regular day, by mincha time or ne'ilah time, people would be drinking. Therefore, gazru b'hu rabbanon. Therefore, Rabbi say, the rabbis went ahead and made a gzera. Now, what's the gzera? So part one of the gzera is what? That on a regular day, we don't go ahead and duchen at mincha time. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, that gzera extends even to when? Even to fast days, to tell you that even on a fast day you won't duchen during mincha uneilah, lest you come to duchen on a regular day during mincha uneilah, which could be a problem because the person may have imbibed, the person may have partaken of wine. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi says, mincha de'isei b'chol yoma gazu barabanan. So we'll say again, so Rabbi Yossi says, mincha, which you have every single day, the rabbis were gozer, ni'ila de'isei b'chol yoma, lo gazu ba. On the other hand, ni'ila, which does not occur every single day, the rabbis were not gozer, and therefore again, Rabbi Yossi says that you can go ahead and duchen during ni'ila of a fast day. So we'll say again, what you have is essentially three different shittos. You have Rabbi Meir saying that when do you duchen on a fast day? When do you duchen on a fast day? Again, when I say fast day, Tanios, Ma'amados, Yom Kippurim, when? Every single tila. Why? Because the only reason not to duchen is because of shichros, is because of potential drunkenness. There's no concern for drunkenness. Why? Because they're fast days. That's position number one. So opinion of Rabbi Huda says that what? You will duchen shachris musaf, but you will not duchen when? Mincha and ni'ila. Why? Because the rabbis were gozer, that if we let you duchen mincha and ni'ila on a fast day, you may come to do so when? On a non-fast day. And that would be concerned because, again, during those days, people may have already partaken of wine, and you may profane the Birkas Kohanim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says what? You could duchen shachris, musaf, and ni'ila, but not mincha. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the gzera is only on mincha, which occurs every single day. We're concerned that if we let you duchen during mincha on a fast day, you come to duchen during mincha on a regular day where you can't because of shechros. But the gzera doesn't apply to what? Doesn't apply to ni'ila. Why? Why? Because ni'ila doesn't occur on a regular day. So these are the three different shitos. So how do we paskin? Amrav Yehuda Amarav Halach Karimeir. Rabbi Yehuda is the name of Rav. That the halacha follows Rabbi Meir that we duchen during every single tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nahagua am Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, I don't know if the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, but we're noeg like Rabbi Meir. Rava says, Rava Amar, Minhag ki Rabbi Meir. Rava says something different. Well, we're not really noeg like Rabbi Meir, but the Minhag is like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, what does this all mean? Man do Amar halach Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, if we say that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir, that means Darshinan le Bapirka. That means Rabbi Meir, we will go ahead and teach this in the public gatherings for learning. We'll dashin it in the shir that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. Man do Amar Minog. The one who says that, no, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir, but rather the Minog is like Rabbi Meir. Midrash lo Darshinan. We won't necessarily teach this publicly, but Aruye Morinan. But if someone comes to ask, we certainly will instruct them that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. umamdu amar nagu, and the opinion who says that we are not like Rabbi Meir, we're not going to teach in the public. Arui lo marinan, I will not proactively instruct someone to follow this practice. However, vi'i avid lo mahajinan le. So we'll say, but if you conducted yourself like Rabbi Meir, we won't what? Literally, we won't make you go back. We won't make you do something to reverse that course. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says on the other hand, no. Halacha Rabbi Yossi. That the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, again, v'halacha Rabbi Yossi, v'ha'idna. Excuse me, halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Remember, what was Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Rabbi Yossi's opinion was that what? Shachris, Musaf, Ne'ila, no Mincha. So the Gemara says, v'ha'idna. My time, parshi kohani yadai b'mincha d'ta'anisa. And nowadays, I will say, why is it that kohanim duchin during mincha on a fast day? Kevan de'besamach l'shkia sachama. So I will say, now, what the Gemara is pointing out over here is, on one hand, we just said, l'chafaz Rabbi Yossi, which means that we duchin every single tefillah except for what? Mm-hmm. Except for mincha. But the Gemara says, when we look at contemporary practice, what do? We duchen by mincha. So if the Allah falls Rabbi Yossi, then how do we duchen by mincha? Why, Rabbi Yossi? Kevan demesach l'shkia sachama. Because since today, Rabbi Yossi, we no longer daven ni'ila as part of a regular ta'anis tzibur. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yossi, in the days where they used to recite ni'ila as part of a regular communal fast day, they would daven mincha earlier in the day and daven ni'ila towards the evening. The Gemara now says that today we no longer go ahead and recite ni'ila as part of our communal fast day prayers. Therefore, when do we say mincha? We say mincha samoch l'shkia sachama. We say mincha close to nightfall. Therefore, kaparshi. Therefore, kitfilas ni'ila. Therefore, halacha l'maisa. Our mincha today becomes like ni'ila of the Gemara, and therefore what? And therefore permitted to duchen. Rabbi Yossi, now, who does the halacha follow in this particular case? So I'll show you something interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, again, in Simen Kufchov Tes. Now, this does have ramifications for us as well. Kufchov Tes, I'm sorry. At the beginning. Listen to this. I'm just building the suspense. Okay. Ein nesias kapayim. So this is the halacha. This is in Siman Kuf Chav Tes and Arachaim. Ein nesias kapayim. Ela b'shachris u'musaf u'bini'ila. B'yom sheyesh boni l'kimo yom kippur. So we'll say halacha l'maisa. We indeed paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, again, we only dochen in shachris, musaf, and ni'ila on a day where there is ni'ila. Kimo b'yom kippurim, like Yom Kippur, aval lo b'mincha, but we do not duchen during mincha. Why? Mishum d'shchicha shichrus ba'osa sha'a, shema yehei ha'koin shikr, because mincha time is a time where people drink, koin might be shikr, the gazru b'mincha shaltanis, atu mincha shal shar yamim. And I will say again, the rabbi said, but that logic only applies on a non-fast day. But the rabbis were concerned that what? That people often don't know how to make distinctions. And they were concerned that if we let you go ahead and duchen on a fast day, mincha, you may come to what? You may come to assume that duchening is part of mincha all the time. It may come to do it during the weekday, which could be a significant problem. Therefore, even on a fast day, we don't duchen during mincha. However, aval betanis, she'in bo ni'ila. But what about a fast day when there is no ni'ila? Now, we'll say, for our purposes, Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu, kol ha'arba ta'anios etzom Esther. So, shevaser betamos, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Teves, Ta'anis Esther, fast days where there is no Ni'ila, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hoyel Utfilas Amincha, Samoch L'Shkia Sachama, since on those days where there is no Ni'ila, we daven Mincha towards the evening, Hidoma L'Tfilas Ni'ila. It more resembles Tfilas Ni'ila. Since why? Since it's being prayed at the same time that one would normally daven Ni'ila. Therefore, ve'ina mischalefes b'tfilas b'mincha shal shar yamim. Therefore, you're not going to come to confuse it with mincha of other days. Hilchach yesh b'nesias kapayim. Therefore, again, we duchen. So we'll say exactly what we just saw in the Gemara. So halacha lemaisa in this person we pass like Rabbi Yossi, which means it's only duchening shachris and ni'ila, or Shachris Musaf, depending on what's happening. So the idea is that we will not duchen on mincha on a fast day, lest you come to confuse the duchening on a fast day with, and they'll say that you're allowed to duchen on a non-fast day by mincha, with one exception. If you're not davening ni'ila on the fast day, and you're davening mincha at the time when ni'ila would have normally been davened, i.e. right towards the end of the day, a little bit before shkia, therefore again, people know that that mincha is in lieu of ni'ila, and people will not confuse duchening of that mincha with what? And saying that you're allowed to duchen on a regular day by mincha as well. And Rabbi Osai, that is halacha l'may sefraz. Say, how is it halacha l'may sefraz? Because what do we insert at mincha on a fast day? Nisiyas kapayim. Remember again, whatever the Gemara says over here for duchening applies to us for the inclusion of birkas kohanim in Shiras. Remember again, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we don't duchen on other than yamim tovim. But again, what we do is we insert birkas kohanim. Salocha lemaisa, on a regular communal fast day, we will insert birkas kohanim at shachris as well as at mincha in line with the psak of the Gemara. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up right here tomorrow, Mirza Hashem.